Cosmic Mountain Creations was basically the Cold Mountain portion of it was created from my last name. Even though it's M-E-N-D-O-Z-A, Mendoza, I'm half German, I'm quarter Spaniard, I'm quarter Mexican, but I have a dual citizenship. I was born in Germany, and I'm half German, quarter Mexican, quarter Spaniard, and Cold Mountain means basically is my namesake, is Mendoza.
Oh, man, you're just like me. Yeah, I'm Spaniard and Mexican, and I don't know. There must have been a white boy somewhere in the thing, because all my girlfriends, everybody call me a generic Mexican. They say, I'm more white than Mexican.
It ain't no wonder you turn around like the hot peppers.
Yeah, man, I do. I like hot peppers. Hell, I can sit right here. My wife will buy some fresh jalapenos from the store or grow them, and I'll sit out in the back porch or watch TV and just eat them raw. And if I go somewhere, I'll keep one in my pocket just to gnaw on whatever I'm doing.
Yep, you have the good. I'm about the same way. I mean, I've backed off quite a bit because I've got customers that turn around and order. Our specialty is the peach raspberry wild berry salsa. And I have customers that turn around and order one ghost pepper or a Carolina Reaper in one pint jar. And that's getting a little bit heavy.
Well, I think I could do that, especially with eggs and taters in the morning. Oh, yeah, that living wouldn't last long with me. WRMR 573.
WSBT 889. Yeah, but these guys are turning around and doing it with just the salsa itself at that heat and that Scoville level and chips.
Yeah, that's a little warm.
Yeah, that's not even the word for it. I got a couple here in Klamath that, actually a husband and wife. The first time I turned around and gave him my hot, which I thought was fairly decent for a hot, as a peach, raspberry, wildberry, they came back to me and says, can you make it hotter? So I went from the normal hot jalapeno, which was about 4 pounds of jalapeno in the batch, I turned around and went to, I opened up a couple of jars and I turned around and added a ghost pepper to it. They wanted more.
Oh, I bet that kind of raised the temperature a little bit.
Believe it or not, they went from the ghost pepper, they went to one Carolina Reaper in my hot. And they even said they were thinking about even going farther than that. And they've been my customers for the last 4 years.
Ooh, their tongue must be like leather.
It must be something because I tried it, and a buddy of mine that has done the chili challenges online, he's done the one chip challenge, he's done all kinds of challenges. He turned around and tried it, and he says, no way. And these, they're in their 70s, and they're saying, no, it's got to be hotter.
My God. I don't know. I couldn't keep up. What? I don't know. I want to try it. You know.
No, nope, not a problem. I've got sample junk that I give out all the time. And I've got some that are, let's see, I've got some that are running about 1 million Scoville, and I've got on my white ones, I've got some that are running about 500,000 Scoville.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because, I mean, like, just like, you know, like a hot sauce, you know, like, you know, that you put on your food, I can't find nothing hotter to me that's other than habanero, but Tabasco's my go-to.
I love Tabasco. I love Tabasco, I love cayenne, and believe it or not, I love Hatch pepper, even though it's not, you know, in the heat range that I like, but Hatch has got a really good flavor that I really like. It puts something into the salsa that, yeah, it's just great. I don't know if you've tried Hatch. And they're not a real hot pepper, but, man, they've got flavor.
No, I don't think I tried that. I think the only thing is jalapenos, habaneros, the little Chinese peppers, the little Mexican, real skinny hot peppers. I mean, them are hot. Little thin ones, little green ones.